Well, I appreciate those words. Those words are fantastic. And I just want to say it's an honor.
Does he think this is real? Bro, he's speaking to the AI Theodore Roosevelt like he's the real Theodore Roosevelt. All right, everybody. Every single thing this administration tries to do falls flat on its face. I can't tell what's more humiliating. Donald Trump screaming into a microphone at the Roosevelt Presidential Center with a bunch of men dressed up as cowboys behind him. Or is it more embarrassing that just moments before this, Donald Trump was interacting with an AI version of President Theodore Roosevelt himself? Or is it more embarrassing that J.D. Vance went on stage and spoke to a bunch of troops at the Naval Air Station, Oceana, in Virginia Beach, and ended up embarrassing the hell out of himself by telling jokes, getting zero laughs, trying to double down, and falling flat on his face? You're gonna be internally humiliated when you watch this. A secondhand embarrassment. I was dying inside of cringe when I watched these clips, but I guess let's just start from the beginning. J.D. Vance comes on stage and tries to tell a joke at Biden's expense to the troops and gets absolutely zero reaction. Credit to Aaron Rupar for this clip.
It's amazing to be here. You know what I'm thinking as I'm coming down the steps is don't fall and bust your ass in front of all of you and in front of all these cameras, because they would never let me live that one down. You know, the previous president, I'm trying to be nonpartisan. You ever seen these old cartoons where you've got the angel on the shoulder and the devil on the shoulder? Well, because I'm speaking to all of you, our great patriots and service members, I've got the angel on my shoulder saying, JD, don't be partisan. We're going to make this nonpartisan. And then I've got the devil on my shoulder who wants to talk about every time that Joe Biden fell up or down the stairs. And the media didn't care about that, but if I did it one time, it would be a major, major story.
Bro, this guy has absolutely no riz, absolutely no juice. Not a single person in the back understands what he's saying or is even laughing. I mean, listen, we criticize Trump all the time on this show, like an insane amount. I don't agree with him on anything, but Trump at least has some sort of like stage presence that right now is like a decrepit old man just ranting and raving with no reality tests around him. But it's at least different than whatever this is. This is incredibly fake and boring. At the same time that is happening, CNN hits the ground in D.C. for the National State Fair and says that the administration has been very troubled by the anemic showing
at the Great American State Fair events here, because a lot of these people are out in the sun and it's only going to get hotter. In fact, some of the exhibits today, they've had intermittent power problems. They lost their air conditioning today so much that the workers there simply left their stations and said, fend for yourself, tourists, as best you can. Different message from the administration, though. They've been very troubled by the anemic showing of people here, not that many people. They've been troubled by the embarrassment of what's happened with the reflecting pool down the way, and they really want to have a lot more people out, especially for the 4th.
Oof, but this isn't even the most embarrassing part of what this administration has had to go through today. Let's go back to J.D. Vance, and as always, if you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, it would mean the world if you drop a like. It helps us break through this right-wing sphere of lies that exists all across the internet and TV. We want to break through. We want to push through. We want to make sure that the truth is out there. Here's J.D. Vance trying to make the troops laugh for like 2 minutes, and he fails at every single step. It's honestly painful to watch. You are going to feel secondhand embarrassment. I'm just warning you now.
One of the reasons why I wanted this job is because it's pretty cool to have the Commandant of the Marine Corps have to salute a member of the E4 Mafia. That's pretty cool.
Wow, what a knee slapper. That was just so incredibly embarrassing. Nobody laughed at him there.
One of the reasons why I wanted this job is because it's pretty cool to have the Commandant of the Marine Corps have to salute a member of the E4 Mafia. That's pretty cool. Call it an ego thing. But I left the Marine Corps as an E4, as a corporal of Marines. It's some of the proudest things that I ever did. I did in the Marine Corps, and some of the best friends that I've ever made were in the Marine Corps, with Marines, with sailors, with all the people that I served with and had the pleasure to get to know. But one of the things I learned in the United States Marine Corps, serving from 03 to 07, is that we sometimes had leaders who would ask you all to go to war, but would not give you a clear mission on the other end. And one of the reasons why I'm proudest of what the President of the United States has done over these last 18 months is because when he has asked you to go to war, he has given you a defined mission. He's asked you to go and accomplish it. And most importantly, he's given you the tools to kick the hell out of the enemy and to come home safely. That is what you should expect of me, of our great secretary.
Dude, nobody's even reacting in the crowd. The crowd is just entirely dead. Nobody's reacting. Nobody's saying anything.
Secretary of War.
Nobody's like cheering. He's trying to motivate them, make them laugh.
Of the President of the United States, you put on the uniform. You offer to sacrifice, ultimately, for the benefit of this nation. But what you should demand in return is that when we ask you to go...
Wow, very powerful, bro. Then we go on to Stephen Miller, who went on to Fox News last night to melt the hell down about the most recent SCOTUS ruling on birthright citizenship. Again, we're going to get to Trump in just one moment. I want to show you Trump interacting with an AI version of President Roosevelt's, but I think it's worth showing you what people in his universe have been doing because everybody is collectively falling flat on their face. Stephen Miller's immigration vision that he had for this country, yanking it to the far right, has backfired. I made this exact same argument on CNN last night that this immigration has backfired on them. Watch.
You pointed out that Trump ran on immigration multiple times because he's impressively turned one of his strongest issues into the Republican Party's largest liability. I mean, ICE is currently being rejected by the American people after Rene Good and Alex Preddy were killed. And the Supreme Court seems to be siding with the American people that Donald Trump's immigration policy is way too radical. I mean, I was young at the time, but you brought up Barack Obama. It wasn't that long ago when he issued a slew of executive orders and Republicans called him a communist dictator. Now, Republicans are frothing at the mouth because the Supreme Court won't let Donald Trump rewrite the Constitution via executive order. So this is an extreme policy dictated by Stephen Miller, at one point Kristi Noem, and right now it's backfiring on the Republican Party.
That brings me right back to Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller had this vision to yank the country to the far, far right on immigration, and it's gotten shot down. It's gotten rejected. The American people are rejecting ICE, abusing our civil rights. Stephen Miller has the blood of Alex Preddy and Rene Good on his hands, and now the Supreme Court is, again, siding with the American people in order to say, this is way too extreme, this is way too far. Even three Republican justices tried to side with Stephen Miller's interpretation, but the Supreme Court said no. This is way too extreme. That didn't stop Stephen Miller from hopping on TV and saying this.
But this is absolutely a deep knife wound in the heart of the American Republic. Look, Jesse, I can step tomorrow onto the deck of a 747. It does not mean that I am the pilot of that plane and I'm qualified to fly it. Just physically being on U.S. soil does not make you a citizen or qualified to carry on or capable of executing the inheritance of this country. We have people from all over the world, from third world nations, nations that on their own would have never invented the wheel, let alone modern technology, let alone medicine, let alone air travel. And they can just come into the country, have a baby at a hospital, paid for by you and me.
What do you mean never would have invented modern medicine? 27% of physicians working in the United States right now are immigrants. Literally, like one third almost. It's necessary for the survival of our country to have immigration.
And then that baby's automatically a citizen. That baby can sit on a jury when he turns 18 and sit in judgment of you and sit in judgment of me and sit in judgment of our loved ones, can decide who our mayors are, our governors are, our presidents are. But this is...
Yeah, that's the way the United States works. That's the way it's worked forever. For the past 150 years, it's been upheld by court after court after court. The Supreme Court, it was passed by Congress. It was codified by Congress over and over and over. This has been enshrined in law in the United States. And Stephen Miller is freaking out as if something changed because he wants to hide the fact that nothing changed. Nothing changed. The law was upheld as it is. There is no new addition to it. There is no reason to catastrophize Stephen Miller. He just lost. They lost his entire life's battle. The same way that I think deep down J.D. Vance is resigning to the idea, not resigning out of office, but resigning to the idea that he is not going to be the next president of the United States. He knows that he doesn't have the juice. He probably knows deep down that he was flung into this position when he was not ready. Maybe a 62-year-old J.D. Vance who was in the Senate for 30 years or whatever the hell and grew into this position could have done something, but this turned into him getting drug along by Donald Trump. On to Donald Trump at this speech. Let me show you a little bit of how he starts, because like 2 minutes into the speech, Donald Trump sounds like he's incredibly winded and is having trouble reading the teleprompter, probably because he was speaking with AI Theodore Roosevelt before. Watch. And really quickly, if you're anything like me, then you probably worry a lot about your health on a day-to-day basis. I've been thinking a lot more about my long-term health, and I've been thinking about how when I go to the doctor's office, I never have enough data or information when I walk out. And that's why I'm really excited to be sponsored by Superpower for this video. Superpower makes it incredibly easy to get a comprehensive set of lab tests with over 100 different biomarkers, actual data that you can act on, and you can see what's going on before it becomes a problem. 100 different biomarkers, either through a nearby lab or with someone coming to your home. Then everything gets organized into one app on your phone where you can see insights into things like your heart health, hormones, metabolism, vitamin levels, thyroid, and much, much more. You can even get your biological age, and you can track how much it changes. So make sure you check out Superpower. This year, you should stop guessing about your health, and you should know. For a limited time, you can get $20 off your membership if you head to superpower.com and use code Mockler at the checkout. Again, click the link in the description and use code Mockler at the checkout for $20 off. Use code Mockler. Back to the video.
And starting with the man who put the library in its first funding. Think of it, did so much. He raised so much money, did so many different things. He really did. He had a very complete life, wouldn't you think? He was a real man of many forms of genius, and without whom it would never have been possible, Secretary of the Interior. And I'll tell you what.
This dude is already winded and can't even read.
I thought he was an oil man, and he wasn't. I saw him on a debate, because this guy was actually going against me. Can you believe it? But I thought he was very impressive.
Okay, let's rewind about 30 minutes. Before this, Donald Trump was interacting with an AI, President Theodore Roosevelt, asking him questions about his policy. Watch.
Every day, a president faces storms most people never see. Keep your nerve and remember the nation comes first. You get through.
I know you know that feeling yourself. Well, I appreciate those words. Those words are fantastic. And I just want to say it's an honor.
Does he think this is real? He said, I appreciate those words. Those words are fantastic. Dude, he would have said this to anybody.
Well, I appreciate those words. Those words are fantastic. And I just want to say it's an honor to be with you today. We are making a little bit of a tour of some of the fantastic things you've done.
Bro, he's speaking to the AI Theodore Roosevelt like he's the real Theodore Roosevelt. He then does it even more. He asks him if he considers the Panama Canal his greatest achievement.
Do you consider the Panama Canal your greatest achievement?
Well, right then, yes.
Good answer.
Right. The canal stands as one of my proudest battles, no question. But greatness is a strange thing. It isn't always the biggest or boldest job that matters most. The Panama Canal showed what America could achieve if we held steady and acted fast when the world dragged its feet. That said, I measure my greatest work by the lives improved. Parks set aside, food and drugs made safe, the square deal given to all, not just to a few. Still, when I stood in the mud watching those steam shovels, knowing ships would pass through, changing the world's map forever, I felt I'd left a mark that would last.
Trump is standing there listening like one of those kids at Universal Studios that is enamored by a hologram of like Shrek's wife on the wall and thinks it's real. Or like the mirror mirror on the wall hologram that kids are always obsessed with there. And then he goes on stage and it does not get any better. First of all, who thought to put this scene behind Donald Trump? A bunch of dudes dressed as cowboys, when Donald Trump is known for making a bunch of rather odd comments about men and being attracted to them in weird ways. Trump then begins to recall his conversation with President Theodore Roosevelt.
Well, incredible. I even had a conversation with Theodore Roosevelt. I said, what did you think about the Panama Canal? Do you consider that your greatest achievement? How do you feel about the fact that the Democrats gave the Panama Canal away to Panama for $1? You know, he built the Panama Canal, preceded really by a man who was actually, he was the tariff king,
William McKinley. He was the president, and they took his name off Mount McKinley, and I put it back on because it deserved it. Put it back on.
At least Trump's getting more of an applause than J.D. Vance, but you guys know what just happened there, right? Donald Trump lied about what he said to AI Theodore Roosevelt. He didn't say, how do you feel about the Democrats doing this? He just said, how do you feel about your greatest achievement, the Panama Canal?
Okay, you did. Thank you. Do you consider the Panama Canal your greatest achievement?
Look it, that's all he said. That's what he said in the video. To continue, he then does make a weird comment talking about having a threesome with his sons.
He also received that incredible acknowledgement, except for Arthur and Douglas MacArthur. Arthur was his son, Douglas MacArthur, great general. They're the only father and son pair to receive our nation's highest military award for courage above and beyond.
He can't read.
The call of duty. Now, as I see my two beautiful sons sitting there, I think I'm going to give one to myself, one to them, and we'll have a threesome, okay? I'll pick out one of the two. I'll give them the Congressional Medal of Honor for something. For their genius at hunting.
People in the audience are laughing, and Trump seems like he's joking, but he's not. This is actually how about 90% of his policy works. He looks to people near him and just gives them grants or gives them money or gives them crypto. He gives Howard Lutnick, Don Jr., Elon Musk favorable treatment while cutting life-saving cancer research and cutting Medicaid for tens of millions of Americans. It is sickening, and I'm sick of this type of Republican rule over America. This is more authoritarian. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video. Check out Superpower. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Check out the debate videos I posted today. I posted one CNN video and then one debate video of my own show that we just launched. So I love you all. See you all later. Peace out.